From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. While Hurricane Ian lasted just a few days, a University of Florida researcher is looking at longer-term impacts in hopes of finding strategies to improve recovery and provide recommendations to plant production systems that are more resilient to future storms. MorningAgClips.com reports the USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture has awarded University of Florida a one-year grant of $288,000 as part of its rapid response to extreme weather events across food and agricultural systems program. Reuters reports U.S. trade officials are saying the U.S. will consider all options unless Mexico addresses Washington's concern over Mexico's plan to limit the imports of genetically modified corn. The article added this comes just days after Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said a trade dispute panel under the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement would be the next step if talks weren't successful. Mexican officials argue the disagreement is politically motivated. A new study out of the University of California, Berkeley shows adding low-cost ethanol to the nation's gas supply improves energy security and saves the average American household more than $750 annually. The analysis concluded that adding ethanol to gasoline decreased the price paid by U.S. drivers at the pump by an average per-gallon discount of 77 cents between 2019 and 2022, a total savings of $95.1 billion annually for U.S. consumers. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.